morning. My guest this morning is Kevin Monroe. He is the executive director of the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for being here. You are here because World Wetlands Day is coming up on February 2nd. Talk about that. What is it? When did it start? And so on.
Yeah, it's really exciting. World Wetlands Day was started by the Ramsar Convention of Wetlands back in 1971. So we're going on 45 years
now.
Wow. Yeah, it's really exciting. And it was put together to help protect and celebrate wetlands around the world and to recognize wetlands of international significance. And we actually have some right here in Sonoma County.
What's the purpose?
Well, the purpose is to inspire people to protect and conserve and celebrate our wetlands. 64% of the world's wetlands have disappeared in the last few decades. So the Ramsar Convention and their World Wetlands Day is to help raise awareness to that and make people realize how special and important and vital our wetlands are.
What comprises the wetlands in Sonoma County?
Sure. Well, we're incredibly lucky that we have the Laguna de Santa Rosa wetlands right here in Sonoma County.
Right.
It's 254 square miles, 30,000 acres, and the Laguna stream channel itself is 22 miles. So it's one of the most significant natural resources in Sonoma County. Stretches from Windsor all the way down to Cotati and from Oakmont out to Sebastopol. And it is recognized by the Ramsar Convention of Wetlands and put alongside and level of importance wetlands from Africa and India and Asia and all across the state. So it's a very important wetland. Part of what makes it so special is the same thing that makes all wetlands special, that we depend on it. If you drink water, you need wetlands because the wetland is a huge kidney. It filters all our drinking water. Water is, there's a huge water cycle. Wherever rain falls, it eventually comes back to us through the water system and is filtered through wetlands. If you eat food, which most of us do, wetlands are important because a lot of nutrients from soils is trapped in wetlands and then goes into our food. A lot of the pollinators that make fruits and vegetables and nut trees possible count on our wetlands. And of course, the water that irrigates our food often comes from wetlands. And then just sort of finally, if you drive on streets, which most of us do, if you like to visit any of the many cities that we have in the U.S., wetlands are important to you because wetlands are a huge buffer that helps protect our roads and cities from flooding.
So what are we going to do on Wetlands Day?
Right. So on Wetlands Day, we are actually having a kayaking trip, which I think is already full. So you may want to sign up for the wait list, and we're hoping to have another kayaking trip as well. And then there's all sorts of programs and events and walks and workshops throughout the spring at the Laguna Foundation, celebrating wetlands, taking you outside, teaching you about the otters and birds and badgers that live here in our watershed. And we encourage people in Sonoma County to do what they can do to help protect their wetlands. And you can do this by trying to reduce the nutrients or pollutants on your property. Just try to cut back on things like fertilizer.
Excellent.
And pesticide.
Great. Okay. I would assume, too, that because I've got these numbers before me, that on, before, or after February 2nd, you can call for information, this number, 527-9277, or you can go online to lagunafoundation.org, and you'll get more information.
That's exactly right. And if you call us or if you go to that website, you'll not only learn what we're doing at Laguna Foundation, but you can learn about wetlands all around the world by clicking onto our link to the Ramsar International Convention.
Great. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight, and right now for the Laguna de Santa Rosa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening.